You're due for your biannual cleaning, something you usually forget and would rather not remember. But you just got a reminder from the dentist you look forward to seeing. The Gentle Dentist, the only dentist you're happy to come back to. The Gentle Dentist in Worthington. How can we make you smile? Call 614-431-3311. You're due for your biannual cleaning, something you usually forget and would rather not remember. But you just got a reminder from the Gentle Dentist in Worthington. Call 614-431-3311.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
You thought your family dynamics were complicated. If you know anything about the Frankie family, you may be thankful for what your dynamics are. We're going to be diving in here into one of the most twisted true crime cases in recent years. Devil in the Family, a new documentary on Hulu peeling back the layers of the Ruby Frankie case, exposing how extreme parenting, blind faith, and a little too much YouTube fame created the perfect storm for abuse to thrive. The most fascinating and frustrating figure in this case, his name's Kevin Frankie. He's the husband and he's the dad of those 6 kids. The father who claimed he was shocked by everything that happened while also admitting he let a controlling therapist and his wife run his life like a cult. So was he a victim of psychological manipulation, or was he an enabler who found it easier to play along than to question what was happening? And most importantly, how does someone get so lost in a belief system that they abandon their own children to suffering? To help us make sense of all of this, psychotherapist Siobhan Scott joining us. Siobhan, with someone this deeply embedded in a belief system like Kevin Frankie was, I know it's a broad question, but how do they rationalize this sort of behavior and things that seem so obviously harmful to anyone on the outside?
Yeah, from the beginning, my term since I first heard about this case was pathological passivity for Kevin. That even before Jody Hildebrand came into their lives, he was letting Ruby run the show with her harsh parenting practices, like withholding food from the kids. Things that, you know, no normal parent would even consider something like that. So I saw him as suggestible, submissive, and Ruby as so perfectionistic that she kept up this facade of the perfect Mormon wife, the perfect Mormon mother. And it was just this toxic, abusive, horrendous situation that could have ended with the death of some of these kids.
Is this a kind of a thing, too, where you don't want to believe your spouse is evil? You don't want to believe your spouse is doing things that are going to harm your children. If someone's doing something that's a little off, I mean, I don't want to say little because it got pretty extreme, but initially a little, you may go, well, what is this all about? Is this some, you know, some sort of parenting technique? And if it starts small, you know, oh, okay, we can try that. And then it gets kind of more extreme. It's the, you know, the lobster in the pot or the frog in the boiling water. I mean, Kevin insists that he had no idea about the extent of abuse happening in his own home. And certainly he claims he has no idea what was going on with Ruby and Jody off there in the desert. I mean, from a psychological standpoint, how do people convince themselves that something isn't happening, even when it's all around you, especially protecting your own children? That's what makes this case so, so dark. It's not just yourself, it's your kids.
Yeah. Just the idea that he would leave the home and go no contact with the kids for a year is bizarre. I mean, I can't imagine as a parent doing that. My kids are adults, and I talk to them at least a couple times a month, you know?
Yeah.
Whether they want to or not, mom's there. Mom's always connected. And so that is strange. And the fact that because they gave Jody this credence as a spiritual guru and leader and expert therapist who knew all, that's strange. And the only way I can make sense of that is that their acceptance of the authority of the LDS faith and the LDS church, that they grew up under a system where you did what you were told, and especially if supposedly this was God's way. And I think he was therefore vulnerable to that kind of brainwashing.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Ruby clearly had a very strong personality, a very dominating personality, and he was too passive, you know, to an extreme degree.
Yeah. And again, that's just what is baffling. Do you think the church had a huge influence on this? Because, I mean, the Mormon faith, it walks people right up to a gray area. And I'm talking normal Mormon beliefs of people on earth being prophets, people mm-hmm. having that one-on-one with God. You know, like, this thing parallels Lori Daybell a lot in yes. terms of, oh, I'm getting these visions from God. I'm having these feelings and these thoughts, and it's the righteous thing to do, and I'm supposed to be doing it. It really gets Ruby Frankie-ish as it goes on. And they walk you up to that, but they say, you can personally have that experience, but anything that God tells you outside of things directly for you, mm-mm, that's not real. That can't be it. But you can have this delusion over here, but not quite the delusion not this far. Mm-hmm. And it's not rocket science for people of grandiose thinking to go, well, what if I am getting this? What if God is telling me stuff about other people? And the church says that I shouldn't be getting those. But isn't God a stronger power than the church? And then you get this. Then you get people going off and, well, the church is wrong and I got the vision and I'm going to go. And they believe this. Do you think Kevin was all in on this sort of thinking that these visions are coming to Ruby and this is all God's righteous plan and this is how it all should be? Or is it just, I don't want to upset this woman that I like having sex with?
Probably both. probably all of the above there. Yeah. But I think people who are brought up in that kind of a hierarchical system, which is basically authoritarianism,
mm-hmm.
listen to the authorities here, and they get to dictate reality to you. Don't think for yourself. Thinking for yourself is not encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, he obviously had and still continues to have a very strong bond with Ruby
mm-hmm.
and would probably do almost anything to try to please her because she had that much power in the home. And it's one of those awful cases where we try to take it apart later and go, well, this probably went back to the way he was raised.
Yeah, I'm sure it probably all plays into this. I know one of the things he said in the documentary when asked about when looking back at all of this, you know, how did you not see all this? How did you think it was okay to just not be there for your kids for a year just because your wife and her therapist said you should do that? And I'm just paraphrasing, but he seemed to have a lot of remorse there and basically said, you know, when I try to think about that, it just tears him apart, basically, and that it's too hard of a thing to try and break down because it's so hurtful. And I think he realizes the damage that he did or that he could have prevented from happening, from going on. So, I mean, it sounds like he's broken a bit from this, like broken away from this sort of thinking. But then in the same, you know, breath, it's, you know, do you still love her? And yeah, I still love her. He also then says, you know, I don't like love her like I want to go move in with her again, but he still loves her. That's just kind of that's a hard one for me. I mean, I've loved people too, and they've done crazy shit. And at some point you go, yeah, you're harming my kid and me. And there's no love lost at that point, despite having many life experiences together.
Right.
I mean, maybe that's just, you know, maybe I'm just more pragmatic in my thinking of relationships.
You have a strong sense of self, which is a good thing.
Yes.
We want people to have a sense of self.
Yeah.
And some people don't have very much of a sense of self.
Mm-hmm.
They live under this facade, and who is he without her?
Yeah.
He may be struggling with that. And even when we know people aren't good for us, sometimes it's very hard to break those bonds. And it would not surprise me if she weren't incarcerated, if he wanted to get back together with her, even though he knows maybe that she's not good for him. It could still be something that would be very hard for him to break away from.
I mean, he's just beginning. I mean, this is only, you know, like a year fresh from when a lot of these things went down. Healing from this has got to take more than that. And I feel like he's on the path from what we've seen.
Yeah.
And I hope he's on the path. But he still seems to kind of wade in the waters of the Ruby delusion land a little bit, mm-hmm. with the love, with the mm-hmm. that sort of thinking. It's a scary place to be, that he's still kind of there. Do you think 2-3 years from now that some more time will help Kevin fully move away from this? And if you were trying, if Kevin, you know, was a client of yours and you're the therapist, what would you be saying to him to try and heal in a healthy way?
Yeah. I think he needs a lot of reality checking, a lot of work on being a stronger person, you know, learning to think his own thoughts, to be independent, and to reevaluate this attachment to her. You know, what is the meaning behind that? So it would be pretty deep work. And my guess is, no, you're looking at more than 2 or 3 years. You're probably looking at 10 or 20 years, you know, maybe for the rest of his life, unpacking that and trying to grow a stronger sense of self.
Obviously, this is all conjecture here. And I wish the best for Kevin Frankie. I do have sympathy there for him to a certain extent. If Kevin Frankie, you know, had not had, you know, Ruby here and by his side doing all this, do you think he'd be just as susceptible for falling for, you know, any sort of belief system and just going along with it, you know, carte blanche? Even today, I wonder going forward, is he really, does this make him stronger and less susceptible from falling into another trap of another person that has these sort of beliefs, or is this something that's really, it's in there, it's ingrained, and it's going to be, he has to be really vigilant not to fall into it again?
Yeah, I think the latter. I think he is a person that is easily influenced. He's suggestible, and hopefully he comes out of this stronger and learning some lessons, you know, how to be more careful and protective of himself and his kids, hopefully so. But I think he's shown that he has vulnerabilities here, and that likely has to do with the way he was brought up.
Obviously, we have the kids here that are there's two that are featured in the documentary, the oldest and the son. The other ones are still out of age, and I don't know exactly where they're at right now. I know Kevin is trying to get custody, or maybe he has custody. So I can't really speak to the younger ones because, you know, they're still developing. Hopefully, you know, I mean, I would think it'd be okay to have their dad in their life as long as he's not abusing them. But to the older ones who've seen this, who've kind of made their peace with the insanity as much as they can, or at least accepted it, what would you advise them? Should they keep a relationship with dad, with Kevin Frankie, who was so absent at these times where he should have been protecting? Would that be a better thing for them in their lives going forward? Just kind of like mom's gone and, you know, maybe he should be too? Or is that a relationship that's worth having some grace and trying to find forgiveness in?
Yeah, my sense of Kevin is that he was more of a benign presence in their lives. And so they probably do have more of a positive bond with him. And I think it's really important for kids to maintain those bonds whenever they you know, whenever they can, if the parent is not a danger. So I would be really shocked if he were to do anything inappropriate as far as discipline or whatever with the kids. I think he's learned a lot about that. But there would be, over time, and this is something that would take, again, years, repair work to be done on why didn't he step in? Why did he disappear for a year? And he's got explaining to do with them, but that's something that, you know, the younger kids are probably too young to even understand at this point. They can't articulate it. But I have hope that his relationship with the kids will be solid going forward and that he'll learn how to be a stronger presence in their lives.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed, only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.